This recording, Japan 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at the private practice in No Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, chicken herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleek jacket, picked up her knit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that an animal could be suffered from a rare form of food and mouse disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feeling sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, come, come, come," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then signing a true to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Also, immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Hansen Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Nagano, where they all the mountains are that we have Winter Olympics. So I grown up in the nature. I grown up in my parents, dad and my mom, and then I have older brothers and older sister, and I'm twins. We lived with grandma and grandpa. That's a traditional that the living with grandma and grandpa. And I'm a twin, so I always hang out with my twins, and it's very special because it's half of myself is her, and I have half of her. So it's kind of like really, I'm glad that I'm twins, and I grown up with her all the time. Yeah, basically my buddy was my twin sister. We go to river, we go to mountains, we just played outside, and back then, we didn't really have video games or anything, and so we just play outside until the sun goes down. But compared to the United States, I think the American is more individual than any other culture and than any other people. And totally opposite in Japan. It's like individual is not so much important, and being a group. There's a phrase say that there's a if there is the nail sticking out, it'll hammers it down. So it's like that I think in a group, the people, if I'm a little individual, not consider other people, mm-hmm. it's just kind of hammering it down. Mm-hmm. So everybody equals, I think. It's the Americans express a lot, like they express their feelings and like emotions a lot compared to, I think, Asian culture. There's an old lady and then like grandma, grandpa, and grandpa goes to a farm to farm and plant, and grandma goes to river to wash their clothes or wash their dirty things. And then there's a peach on the huge big peach that floating on the river. So the grandma picked that up and took it home, and then grandpa came home. And they're like, it was super huge, and they wanted to open that peach or eat the peach. So they cracked it open with the hammer, and then there was a baby came out. And then, like, they never had a baby before. So they're happy to have a new baby in the house. It's kind of happy stalling.